Thousands have continued to protest across the country in the wake of the death of George Floyd. His death at the hands of a white police officer has found the president taking a law and order stand. Maryland Comptroller Peter Fanchot, who has announced his intention to run for governor, points to the government's violent clearing of the protesters near the White House.
Well, June 1st, I think, is a day that's going to live in infamy in American political history. That's when the President of the United States ordered militarized police to charge peaceful demonstrators in Lafayette Square. Constitutionally proper protest, and he ordered the tear gas and the pepper bullets and the horses coming in. I think they had some tanks in reserve, and they had all sorts of, kind of secret police in black uniforms who went in and roughed up the demonstrators. And I thought it was just about the lowest I've ever seen as far as the American government treating its own citizens like they were the enemy. And I think it will reverberate this current treatment of Black Lives Matter by the president threatening all sorts of military action and police enforcement and, you know, pounding his chest saying how tough he is. I think it's going to have a catastrophic impact on his reelection chances for November. And appropriately so, because black lives do matter, and police brutality does matter, and people peacefully protesting about it, it's very commendable, and it's all over the country that this is being expressed. So, I think June 1st will go down in American history as a travesty.
What do you think this says in terms of the relationship between communities, particularly communities of color, and police? Do you think it's going to lead to any kind of major reforms?
I know it will. It already has. It will increasingly down the road. Why do I say that? Because it's not just African-American population who are protesting the police brutality and the lack of equal justice under the law. It's also white Americans all over the country. In many of the areas that were considered conservative, pro-Trump areas, there are demonstrations in rural areas, people saying this is not right. What happened to George Floyd? I mean, anyone who watched that 8-minute video of the policeman with his knee on the neck of George Floyd with people yelling at him, "You're killing him." And he just stood there, leaned in, and killed him. And that has made a mark on America. And I think that you're going to see changes in both police reform efforts. But I think you're also going to see a call for greater attention to the inequities of economic and legal justice in the country. And that's good because we are a good country. We're a compassionate country. We're a generous country. We do not believe in discrimination. And I think that's what we're going through right now. But a much larger issue is being articulated. And I emphasize again, it's all across the country, in every nook and cranny of the country, where people standing up and saying this isn't right.
In our next segment, the comptroller calls for taking down the famed Talbot Boy statue of a Confederate soldier in front of the local courthouse. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.